Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Yes, I'm going to talk about food a little bit, but maybe from a different angle today. But the first thing I do want to mention is the Harvest Market was a great success. Thanks to all of you who came and participated. Thanks to the vendors, all the organizers. It was a great evening. And I wanted to tell you who won the recipe contest. They, of course, had to bring in an food that was made from some local seasonal produce and let the judges taste it, let everybody else taste it. And Debbie Matheny won the judges award for the best market food, and it was an apple bacon pie. And it was really pretty too. And then the People's Choice was won by a young woman, daughter of Ed and Rachel Martin. Irene Martin had a soup that their family loves, and that was the People's Choice Award. So thanks to them, and I know everybody enjoyed tasting all of the entries. So again, a great evening. Even though it was cold and windy, people got out and had a great time once they got to the community center. Other about food, well, perhaps you celebrated a Thanksgiving get-together last weekend. Perhaps you're going to do it next weekend, or maybe you're even going to do it on Thanksgiving Day. And if you have a big family gathering, one of the things that often happens, at least it always did at our house, is, you know, everybody sits down, we have all this great food, and then it's time for visiting. Especially sometimes the guys went off to watch football and the women stayed, sat at the table because they finally got to relax after preparing all the food. Well, traditions do change and it may be different at your household. But whatever, one of the things that happens is that everybody just sits and visits. And you know, that's really important for everybody to be visiting. I mean, it's a get-together time. It's a great time to have that family visiting. But one of the things that's not so great is for those people who go home and later say, oh, I think I got the flu. Maybe, I wonder who else had that. And in fact, it might have been a case of food poisoning. You don't want that to happen. So I have some reminders. We've talked about this before, but it's just a good time to kind of raise that awareness level and be sure that nobody goes home and gets sick because the food stayed on the table too long. And, you know, I guess I just add, sometimes I've known folks who, you know, you have the main dinner and then they just sort of clean it up, but it still sits out because later we're going to have sandwiches and a snack. Well, a couple things that are worth thinking about is, you know, there's a guideline. First of all, food should either be kept hot or kept cold, depending on what they're supposed to be. That means below 40 degrees or above 140 degrees, because in those between 40 degrees and 140, that's when the bacteria are having a great time and saying, oh, yes, yes, this is just a great environment. Let's grow quickly. So if the food is supposed to be cold, of course, you want to keep it cold. If it's supposed to be hot, keep it hot. And when you're done with it, get it cold as soon as possible. So a little guideline, and this was kind of new to me. I mean, I knew the information, but I hadn't had it presented in this 2-2-4 rule for leftovers. And that's pretty easy to remind yourself. 2-2-4. And it stands for 2 hours. Move the meal from the oven to the refrigerator within 2 hours or less. And you know, when you're having a good time visiting, 2 hours from the time you put it on the table, get it out of the oven, put it on the table, eat, 2 hours is not a very long time. The second two stands for store the food, especially if it's been hot. You want to be sure that it's stored at a shallow depth, no more than 2 inches. Because you want it to get cold quickly. And if you put it in a big container, and I'm guessing you don't have very many leftover mashed potatoes. That probably is not a good example. But maybe you have a bowl of gravy, or maybe there's a big container of scalloped corn, stuffing, whatever, pretty dense. And if it's not so that the cold can get through to it, the center of it quickly, you know, that's, again, the bacteria is still kind of perhaps saying this is a good place to be. So store it in a shallow depth, about 2 inches. Put it in various containers or spread it out in a cake pan or whatever to keep it at that shallow level. And four, and we said the rule is 2, 2, 4. Four is refrigerate leftovers for 4 days or less. And if you don't get them eaten within that time, freeze them. And actually, within that four rule, it's if you have gravy or stuffing, it probably should be less than 4 days. And remember, as you put things into the refrigerator, if you have a lot of leftovers you're putting into the refrigerator, that's going to take longer to cool everything down. So think about this. This is sort of an additional thing. Where is the coldest place in your refrigerator? Well, maybe close to the bottom, not in the crisper drawers, but it may be close to the bottom because, you know, cold air falls down. If you have a meat drawer, that should be a cold place, but kind of distribute it, you know, and just try not to overstuff the refrigerator with warm foods. And, you know, we used to think, too, oh, you don't want to put something warm in the refrigerator because it's going to take more electricity. It's going to take longer to cool. Now, even if it's still kind of hot, kind of warm, get it in the refrigerator, but get it in those smaller containers. Now, I'm thinking, you don't want to disrupt all of that visiting and so on. Maybe there ought to be a designated table clearer. Somebody, maybe you want to take turns. Maybe on one time, maybe it's the hostess. Maybe it's somebody else says, I'm going to take care of putting these things away this time. Next time, somebody else can do it. Designated table clearer that makes sure that within that two-hour time period, the food that needs to be refrigerated is. And that would be almost everything, you know, other than some breads and some things like that. It needs to go in the refrigerator. So then you may want to think about where it's placed in the refrigerator. Are you going to find it again so it doesn't get left over too long? A few other things just as keep your kitchen from making you sick, keeping your food from making you sick. A couple of other general rules, avoid moldy foods. And you'd say, well, yeah, that's pretty logical. But I know that in my family, we always used to, if we had moldy cheese, we just cut the mold off and ate the cheese. And for some people, that's okay. But for other people, and it's a general rule, that you probably shouldn't eat that cheese that's been moldy or other food because the mold, the part of the mold you can't see goes down into the food. And also, no, this is one to think about coming up this winter. Usually winter, happens occasionally in the summer. Know what to do if the power goes off. Keep the refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible. No opening and close them. A refrigerator will keep food cold for about 4 hours, and the freezer, especially if it has quite a bit of frozen food in it, will keep things frozen for 2 days and 1 day if it's half full. So, little tip, when I had a freezer, I had a couple freezers in one place I was at, and so when it got kind of empty, if the freezer wasn't full, I filled up gallon jars of water, froze them, and filled the freezer up with those frozen jars of water so that the freezer was always full and would keep things frozen. Do know that if your freezer goes off and it stays off long enough, or sometimes it accidentally happens and you don't realize it's happened for some other reason, the power went off, or you don't know the power went off, if foods still have ice crystals in them, it's okay to refreeze them. That means they've probably been below 40 degrees closer to freezing point, but they've started to thaw. Everything except ice cream and fish and chicken. Yeah, that should probably go. If it started to thaw, yeah, probably should go. Another just general rule, prevent cross-contamination. Keep the raw meat, poultry, seafood, eggs separate from other foods. And, of course, when you're preparing them, if you're using a cutting board or a surface of some kind, make sure that it's clean in between. Now, here's one a lot of people are going to argue with and say, I've heard this forever. Ignore the five-second rule. You know, we hear if food is dropped on the floor and you pick it up within a few seconds after it's fallen on the floor, somehow it's not contaminated. Well, that is a myth. So it should go away. Well, remember the 2-2-4 rule, and we want you to be safe and not get the food flu over the Thanksgiving holiday. Until next time, here's the thought. Birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the longer you live.